As a modern-day cartographer, IMAP will investigate the interaction of the solar wind at its boundary with interstellar space.
This is Innovation Now.
After reaching its orbit at Lagrange Point 1, about a million miles from Earth, NASA's IMAP mission will begin its study of our heliosphere, a huge bubble created by the solar wind. This bubble encapsulates our solar system, protecting everything inside from dangerous high-energy particles called galactic cosmic rays. L1 is an ideal location where IMAP can scan the heliosphere and continuously monitor the solar wind without interference from Earth's magnetosphere. Mapping the heliosphere's boundaries will help scientists better understand our home in space and how it became habitable. IMAP's high-resolution measurements will answer questions about how the heliosphere interacts with the galactic neighborhood beyond the boundary as well. But the near real-time observations the spacecraft will make of the solar wind and the energetic particles found within the solar system will be used to improve space weather predictions so we can better protect travelers in space and prevent power line disruptions or a loss of satellites that beam essential communications back to Earth. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.